All right, Samachas Amar Aleph. So if you remember, all of the Samach Zayin was trying to figure out, how do we know the Naim Mirasa Avio Baila Mefir Nidare, huh? How do I know there's a concept that this young woman, 12 to 12 and a half, her father and her husband, right, are able to be Mefir her Nidarim. And now the Gemara is going to try, and that was, we basically use Rabbah, give it such an answer. And now, we're going to provide a different source for this halach. So, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Debei Rabbi Shmuel taught the following. Ben Ish Li Ishto, Ben Av Li Bito, right? Ben Ureha Beis Aviyah. Okay? Ben Ish Li Ishto, Ben Av Li Bito. Oh, interesting, right? That language between husband and wife, between father and daughter, right? So it sounds like there's something that's happening, right? In that scenario, they're related both to the father and related to the husband. You see from here that a young woman who has had kiddushin is a let her father and her husband are both able to be, or are both required to, receive, right? To be, to do hafaris nidar. Take a look at the Ran on the left side, the top line. Right? Where do we get this from? The Mashmalei de Benaira Hamurasa Ire Midichziv Beahukra Bin Ureha Beis Aviha. Right? Again, and the language of the pasuk, which is concluded there, it's not the one part of language that they quote in the Gemara. But since it ends Bin Ureha Beis Aviha, right? Sounds like we're talking about someone who's in Naira Murasa, because in Naira Murasa she's still living in her father's house. Right, she's had kiddushin, but she's not living with her husband. Umidesamach av lebito behadi ish. Right, now you put av lebito together with his husband. Mashma da av ubam mifir nidareh. So a reasonable drasha. Right, you have bin rabbi sabiya. She's in her father's house, but there's some connection that she has shaychas both to the husband and to the father. Okay, so it says the gemara latan debe rabbi shemayel im hayos tiyele ish my avid life. We just said before we had a pasuk im hayos tiyele ish. Right. That when she goes to beat her, you know, to be with the man. So now, and that was the drush used before to learn out this idea of that the husband and the father are mifir nidareh. So now, what do you do with that pasuk? According to Tana Beis Shmuel, so answers the Gemara Mokim Leidach de Rabbah. Okay, it should be Rabbah probably. So they use that pasuk to learn the idea that Rabbah taught. What are we talking about? And a different idea that Rabbah taught. What is that? Take a look at the Ran. The Tanan of Yishmael im hayos yel my avilei mokim lei ki idach the Rabba. The Amrik lekamen the Rabba says later on in Daf Ayin a couple of daf from now makish kudmi havaya shnia lekudmi havaya rishona, that he makes a drasha to connect the status of this girl before she was married the first time to the status of a girl the status of the girl before she was married the second time, meaning before she was married the first time. Right, so who has the ability to be made for nedarim? Only her father, right? So what happens if she has kiddushin and then the husband dies, or the husband divorces her from kiddushin? So now, and then she wants to go ahead and marry a second, and then she goes ahead and marries a second guy, and does kiddushin with him. So what's the status of the father's relationship? How does it shift? So basically, what Rabbah says, and we'll see that later on, is that the father maintains this ability even after she's become a mikudeshes. Now she becomes divorced from that kiddushin. He kind of maintains his ability to have a hand in her hafaras nadar. Okay, but how do they know that? So Rabbah uses this pasuk to learn that. So what do I say? I'll say so. That's what that pasuk's for. And I need a separate pasuk for nair mirasa shaviu balav ifir nidareh. So. What's Rabbah going to do? What are the Rabbanim going to do? Basically, they clearly don't need both psukim. So the Ran actually says that. He says Rabbanan Sviluhu the Tarte Shamas Mina. And Iker Kurla Nairam Mirasa the Avil Balam Yifrin Dereha Vitrin Havayot La Kushe Shniya La Rishona. So the first opinion didn't need Beni Shlishto Beilav Bital for any of this, right? To learn it. So what do? They use the same pasuk to learn both things, right? To learn both that the general concept of the husband and father mifir nidareh, and the language there of Havaya twice, they use to connect the first marriage and the second marriage, the status. Fine.
No pun in Rabba.
Yes, I think so, yeah, in that sense. Okay. Fine. So guess what, that's great. For Rabba Hai Titani Debe Rabbi Shmuel, my Avilay. Okay, so if you're it's always a good question here, is this Rava or Rabba, but whoever the original person who was learning the other drasha, Imayosi Atalish, right? So if they are not using, this is why this very little teeny tiny daf isn't as teeny tiny as it looks. Right? If you're using Hayos Yelish to teach me Hafaras Nedarim, but the husband and the father, so what do you do with Bein Ish L'Isho Bein Av L'Bito? What's that used for? Okay. So he answers the Gemara, Mibayle Lomar Shabal Mefer Nedarim Shebeino L'Beina. So that's learned, that is used to learn this idea, a special halacha, about the husband being able to be made for Nedarim, presumably on his own, right, when they are related to just the husband and the wife. Something related to their relationship is specific, and that is allowed, that he has the ability to do l'chora on his own. Take a look at the Mefarish. Devarim Shebeino L'Beina, it's like the second skinny line. Again, things that are related to their relationship, that their intimate relationship, or she's not gonna, is like something used to do to I think in this case, like her unwillingness to put on makeup, she put on makeup or things like that. But meaning these are not, have nothing to do with the husband, the father. These are things that have to do with her, with the two of them. So those he maintains control over. Okay. Take a look at the Ran, explains a little bit more on the second set of wide lines in the Ran, right? There's the top ones and the bottom ones, and they're all medium, not the very wide. So the second one of the medium wide lines says the Ran, the Nidre Inoy Nefesh Behed Yaksive, because Nidarim about Inoy Nefesh are written explicitly, Koneder V'choshuas Eser La Nos Nefesh. There's a separate thing about inay nefesh, things that cause pain and distress. That's a separate pasuk. But this is but the things about ish l'ishto, they need their own pasuk. Fine. Fine. And the Gemara later on is going to explain what exactly those are. Fine. Okay. fine. Back to the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara has kind of like managed these two drashas, and what each side is going to need them for. Fine. But now the Gemara has a question, and the rest of the daf will be addressing this question. Ibailu. Fine. So we're going to ask the following question: Baal megiz gayis o maklish kalish. Okay. Literally, the question means that when the husband, let's say, goes ahead and does his section or his percentage of the Hafaras Nedarim, what does that do to the nether? Does it cut it in half, make his guys, or does it just weaken it? Okay, what does that mean even? The Gemara is going to ask the question, like, what hecha kami bailan, in what way are you asking this question? Like, what is it? What's the nafkamina? Who cares? But take a look at the Ran, as he explains what this means. So, now we're on the widest line in the Rans, the top one. Ibayal Hubal Megas Gaiz and Maklish Kalish. Klomar, Arus She'eno Mefer, Elo Pishut Fusea Da'af, right? The engaged husband, right? Who is unable to be Mefer Nedarim Ella unless he has the partnership of the father. Kishe Mefer Chelko, when he does his half, right? Or his section. Megas Gaiz Klomar Shechotech Chatzi HaNeder Lagamre, right? Is he cut the entire nether in half, umevatlo, and he's mevatlo that part. Vechetzio ha'acher nishar chazak kibatchila, right? Meaning, there's basically two possibilities. If I'm gonna knock out, we need two of us to knock out a nether. So do you say I take 50% and you take 50%? When I knock out, when I say my thing, no, this is no good. So 50% has been eviscerated, and now, but the other 50% is left intact, totally. Velo aklishle klal, and that part's not weakened at all because I just took care of my section. Oh, maklish kalish. Or do you say no? When I go ahead and I attack the neder, so I kind of weaken the whole thing, but in half. I make it half. The whole thing is now weaker. The lo neimad nechta chatzia neder. I didn't cut it in half. The levata hahu palga to totally, eviscerate and get rid of that half. V'idach palga k'dekaykai, and that's allowed. That's the rest of it stands. No, ela b'faras ha'arus maklashu the kolish leg kule neder. No, but rather I weaken it, and then the father comes in and he finishes it off.
Okay.
What?
Or not.
Or he doesn't.
Right.
But meaning.
But it's still chal.
It's still like, right. Meaning like the whole thing's around but weak, or half of it is gone and the other half is totally strong. Okay, that's the question. And we're like, that's an interesting question, but in theory, but what are we asking? Keep reading the Ran, the next Dira Maschel. Hey, chi kame baylan. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kolomar, lamai naf kamina. Okay, that's really interesting, conceptual idea. But what in the world, how does that play a role in anything real? So what's going on here? So the Gemara tells us the following. Kagon, what's the case? Dinadra mitrain zaysin. Okay? She took a neder not to eat two olives. Vishama aris, vehefirla. And the husband goes ahead and he says, well, no way. What do you mean? No neder from two olives? No, not at all. He's made for the nether. V'achlasnun. And then she went ahead and she ate both of them. Okay? E amrin, megiz gaiz, lakya. If you say that he chops it in half, right? So what happens? So she should still, so he chopped it in half, meaning he got rid of a nether, he got rid of the nether on, let's say, one of the olives, but she ate both of them, right? So in terms of the nether on the second olive, was that intact? Absolutely it was. And she ate it. So what happens? She gets malchus. Why? Because she violated her nether. Okay?
She's always allowed to eat one olive.
She was never allowed to. I mean, when she took the nether.
She was allowed to eat one olive.
Why?
Didn't you say the nether was she wouldn't eat two olives?
Both
olives.
Right, so we don't know which one, but she definitely eat the bad ones. There she gets malchus. Even though we don't know which one, the fact that she ate
take a look at the Ran. It's a good point. It's an interesting point, right? The Nadra Mitrain Zaysim. We are on five lines down in the Ran. Right? You do it. The two. It's not like two theoretical olives. Two olives that you right in front of you. These ones. These two olives. Right? V'achla Sanun L'Tarvayu. And she ate both of them. So Iyamris Megas Gaias Lakia. Even though the hafara of the aris knocked out the iser of one of them, the other one is chazak. It's still totally fine, right? Meaning the neder that's chalin it. And she gets malchus for it. But since we don't know which one the iser is on, lalakia ada achlat harvayim. Exactly. So she won't get malchus for eating one of them, because we don't know which one is which. But she'll get malchus if she eats both, because then, for sure, she ate the one that didn't have the hafaras nedar. Okay. So if you assume that pshat, that it's that it's Vegas guys. So I'm like, okay, fine. So she'll still get malchus in such a case because half of the nether was totally intact. Okay. Let's read. Keep back to the Gemara. V'i amrina maklish kalish isur ba'amu. But if you say that it just makes it weak, so she still did the wrong thing, right? She did an isser. She ate the olives that she had asered on herself, and it was not, and that nether was not fully removed. But she's not going to get malchus. Okay, take a look at the Ran. V'i amris maklish kalish leka malchus. Then there's not going to be malchus. Why? The hakalish le kule nidra. The entire nether became weakened. Veleka Eli Yisur Ba'ama. Okay, fine. The Ran also has the kasha. He just says the kasha. Makshuhacha Lamali trains Zaysin. Tanaka. Why do you have to say two olives? The hub of Beperk Shavuos Shtayim Basra Amra Papa the Vecholshu Bekonamos Loga. Right. It's an interesting question that he says if you eat anything, right? Any kol shu, you took a nether not to eat something. So even a kol shu, you're gonna get malchus. You don't have to like have a because I mean this is shnei zaysim. By the way, I realize this as we're talking. Shnei zaysim doesn't mean two olives necessarily. It could just mean two zayis worth sizes of entiments, whatever it was that she said she's not gonna eat. Right, so it doesn't have to actually be olives. It's just like, give me an amount because usually for achila, it's achila zayis, right? So,
can we
yeah.
Get back to the question originally,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So the question they ask is, if the husband revokes the vow,
right.
Whether he's revoking the like
he's not
his half of the vow or
right.
Just weakens the vow, but
right.
Isn't the third option that he's doing quote unquote nothing until the father also, like. There should be a third
why
option.
Why is that not an option?
Yeah.
Good question. That's a good question. I mean, why don't you say that his revocation
he's just teeing it up for the father.
Is
the
zero.
Zero.
Is zero.
Right. Unless the father also revokes the vow.
Right. Why don't we say that it's a zero?
It quotes Duran here for, what, you know, for the premise that the threshold issue is, what it says is, and again, it has underneath this whole paragraph, it's one of the notes, it says Duran, it says,
yeah.
The Gemara accepts as its premise that Nerus's father and husband who revoke her vow showingly, each affects on his own half the revocation. That's the premise for this whole thing?
Yeah, that's
then,
clear.
Right? And so that's not one of the, like, meaning he's definitely doing either half, either one of the half of the whole thing,
or half, or weakening it half. No, but that right. But Arnold's question is, why is that the assumption?
I'm just saying that's what.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
According to Iran,
no. Correct. Right. No, that is clear. I wonder if they're saying that.
And I was going to ask, what if she takes an eder on something that can't be split in half? Then what do we accomplish?
No, if it's something that can't be split in half, so then this. Construct doesn't matter to us, probably. Meaning, it's for sure usher, right? And presumably, so what do you say about the Malka scenario? Let's say she didn't say Shnei Zaysim. She said, well, that's, well, you know what, take a, so now, go back in the run. This might be sort of what he's asking here. Right? So, look, one line down in that run, he says, V'makshu hacha, they asked the Kasha, lama li train Zaysim, right? The nukat. Why are you telling me two kizaises? The hub perek shua shtayim basra amre papa the becholshuch bekonamas loka. He's gonna get malchus even if he has kolshu. I mean, it's a little bit your question, right? What if it's not shnei? But why is the nafkamina only shnei zaysim?
Right.
If he one zayse and he ate half of it, I don't know, whatever. So yesh lomar mishum the ika hasa mandesrile dafili bekonamas lo lucky ad the ika kizayis. So since there is an opinion that says that even that by konamos. You don't get malchus until you ate a kezayis. So naka lahacha hachi l'ravcha the milsa. So it you know to cover all of it, it makes it easier.
Yeah,
we're looking for an example, so we give that example. But the point being that it's almost like lav dafka. It doesn't have to be shnei zaysim.
It doesn't have to be food. It could be you know I'm not going to walk in that path or whatever.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Everything could be just. Cut in half.
But just keep reading. Inami mishum shavua nakala. He gave the example because of shua. The bechalal neder shavua. Kedamin leel neder gadol neder lokei Yisrael. B'shua b'pachos mikashir leka malchus. The halacha also when it comes to shua is a less than a shir. You don't get malchus. Okay, it's another possibility. Inami the loke de ka'amar hacha loke b'korban ka'amar. I mean, it doesn't mean actually. Malchus, it's referring to a korban. Le'inim mi'ila, in terms of being chayav mi'ila, de'lekuli amal leka korban bi'pachos mi'kashir. Same thing, you're not going to be a korban if you said, this thing is a korban, and now I'm going to, you know, so then I violate mi'ila by using it. So again, that's only going to work if I you know, eat it or whatever, kashir. Okay, ve'eshan de'kavase, k'damrin yoke be'yeser uvachaser. Fine, so he's quoting the Rashba there. But I guess the real question that you're asking is, let's say it's not a question of shear. So what would then happen according to these two sides? So what do you think? What would you say?
I think nothing happens. I think you need both of them to...
So
you weaken the vow maximum, but you don't... But he can't break half a vow on something that there's no...
There's no half of.
There's no half of.
Right, so there's no half of it. He can't break half. But I'm saying, is that better or worse in the sense... That are you more likely to get malchus then, or more likely not to get malchus?
Well, if you say that he weakened the vow, then there are no malchus.
It depends. There's two sides here. Is it just weakening the whole thing, in which case you are removing it from the level of malchus, or is it a function of whatever? This is like the kazayas is like a volume, right? And there's just a sheer thing here, right?
Right.
So whatever we're talking about, presumably.
Let's say it's like the nether not to go to my father's house.
Right.
Right? So that, you either go or you don't go.
Right.
Right?
So you go halfway there and say,
right, exactly. So my point is that if it's that type of nether, right, to go to the father's house, so I wonder if the answer is going to be that there's not going to be malchus in either way because you didn't, something's missing. Right, and the half is the same thing as makalash kalash in that case, right? Meaning what's clear is, like you said, right, something's being done to it.
That's your kiddush. Your kiddush is saying your kiddush is that in both cases it's going to reduce it to a level that there won't be malchus,
right?
Even according to the size.
I think so, and that's the value of the two zaysin example is that you've given me an example where once you took away half, there's still a full kazayas there, right?
That's
there's still
mean.
A full something there, and there you say, ooh, maybe in that case I could still give malchus. Mm-hmm. But if there's not a case where there's like a shear or something like that that's left after half is gone, so there's not really going to be an afkamina to whether you knocked out half or you made it 50% weaker. It doesn't matter, right? I think that's probably the point.
If you have a safe deposit box with two keys,
right,
one person turns the key, nothing happens.
Okay.
Right, you need two.
Right.
So he's saying, so if one of them...
You should get malchus still.
Then nothing is going to happen.
Right.
You need both.
Right, that's so my point... So
which
the point,
would have been my argument.
Correct. So we don't know the answer to why yet.
Yeah.
Right, but it sounds like the answer is that that's not true. Right, and my point is that what it sounds like, the reason we use this Zaysin case is because that's the one case where even with half, you can still give malchus with the other half. But all the other cases where there's no shear, you won't be able to do that, presumably.
Just because that Mer giving and not communicating doesn't mean that that's the... That only, doesn't always have to be...
No, correct. I'm just saying, we don't know yet. But I'm just saying that in theory, I think that might be correct.
The absurd case later on, which is probably...